Blog Talk Radio.
I'm sorry, y'all. Welcome. I didn't even know that you all couldn't hear us. I'm sorry. We had some technical difficulties here. God bless you all. Welcome. I am free.
Yes,
let's do it again. Free. They realized it wasn't even, they couldn't hear us. They couldn't hear us. So I guess
well,
that was just
God,
for us.
We messed up a little bit. Now
we are free. Thank God I am free. There's so many people out there that are free. They don't even know they're free. We're just saying that. Be free. You know, you see that the way that they're operating, the way they're living, and you're saying, baby, you are free.
Amen.
Don't you know you are free?
Amen.
You're not enslaved anymore. You are free.
That's right.
But some people are still living like they are enslaved or in prison. Be free.
You know, that's what happened to some of us, you know, that we are free from things. We are free from the bondage of slavery and don't even realize that you are free. We've been bound for so long. We've been living with that thing for so long. And then you've been freed and don't even realize that you are free. Walk in that freedom.
My Lord, my God, be free. Jesus came to set us free and we are free.
Yes.
Stay there. Walk in your freedom. You know, a lot of times, you know, we get free and then we go back. You know, we encage ourselves. We lock ourselves down. You know, be free, you all. Be free. I'm excited. Welcome.
Yes, welcome.
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 To the preacher.
And the pastor.
I'm Tawanika Manning.
And I'm Dorsey Manning.
And we are the preacher.
And the pastor.
And we get a little excited. I don't know. Thursday.
To be back here. You know, so glad to be back on the preacher and the pastor show. You know, this has been a wonderful week. You know, I have wonderful weeks, but this is a wonderful week. You know, we're back on the Preaching the Pastor show. You know, we have Sister Dillard that's on here.
We thank God. You know, I don't know everybody that's on the line, but we thank God for
there
everybody.
There's actually someone new that's on here, too, so we thank God.
I don't know, but we welcome.
Yeah, welcome. You know, there's certain numbers, you know, that we do see.
In the studio that we recognize that's here constantly, so welcome.
Yeah, welcome.
And then those that are tuned in, yeah. God bless you. They were talking about living free.
That's right, living free.
And that song, that's why every time that song come on, you all, I'm just like, I'm free, I'm free. And, you know, when she said, I'm free from depression, I'm free from the struggle, I'm free from poverty, I'm free. And a lot of times we feel like we have to have that actual tangible thing in our hands to be free. But no, you can be free right where you are.
And say it.
And say it. I am free.
Say that I am free.
And walk in your freedom.
How powerful it is to say that I am free from, fill in the blank, anger.
Anger.
I am free from pain.
I'm
free from
depression.
I'm
free from abuse.
You will not say what you don't believe.
I'm free.
Everything that you believe, you will say.
That's what one thing we do know when you're free. One thing you receive when you're free is peace.
Amen.
Peace.
Amen.
Oh my God, the peace of being free is you know, it's.
Amen. Words are very powerful. And thoughts are powerful as well. Words are very powerful, and thoughts are powerful.
So I believe that this show, I believe that this show definitely helped, you know, not just help those that are listening that are tuned in, but it helped me as well. You know, we had a chance to kind of, you know, brief ourselves a little bit about, you know, living free and what it means to live free and being free and, you know, being in bondage to so many things in this world and this life, you know, and this walk, you know, even, you know, walking and living a life as a Christian and, you know, and trying to, and being Christ-like and what does that entail? You know, a lot of people, they feel like they're in bondage. And believe it or not, you know, walking this walk of being Christ-like or being Christian, they feel like it's, you know, I'm in bondage. I can't have fun. I can't do anything. But we want to tell people and teach people how to be free in this walk. You know, it's not a place of bondage. You know, living for Christ and accepting Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior allows you to be free, you know, and live a life that is sin-free, you know, to be forgiven when you fall down and you can get back up again and still walk in your freedom, walk in your newness. And that's true. I don't know if you ever heard it. Some people saying it's too hard. And I've heard people say, I just want to give up. I just can't do it. It's just too much trying to do right, trying to be good, you know, and it's not about you trying to be good. When you get Christ, you get changed.
Right. You're doing
free.
Right and being right, and that don't count for anything. I mean, you're right because it's Jesus Christ who made you right.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what righteousness is. It's righteousness is not what you've done or what you're trying to do. It's what God has already done. It's what God is doing in your life that changes you, that delivers you, brings you into that freedom. That same place where you were desiring to be in the first place, and you're free from whatever it is that you're, you know, suffering from.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Welcome again to the Preacher and the Pastor show. Let's get ready. I was like, let's get ready to rumble. Let's dive on in. Let's dive on into the subject at hand, the topic, living free. What does that mean to live free? You know, how do I stay in that place? What does the Bible say, you know, about being free? You know, a lot of times we'd be free, even if people that have been locked up in prison, you know, and they're waiting for their day of freedom. And then when they get out, some people end up going back in because they're not doing the things to stay there, to stay free. How do we stay free when we walk this life and live this life and then we're set free, whatever that may be? Some people are being set free from the lie, you know, living that lie. Either they've been lied to or they've been the liar themselves. So let's talk about it, you all, living free. And even if it's from you. You want to hear from our listeners or you log in, actually to the website, you know, you can call into the show at 845-277-9213 and be a part of the conversation so that, you know, we want to hear from you. What's your comments, you know, what is the point in your life that, you know, you decided, I'm going to be free, I'm going to live a life, you know, free of control, free of stress and depression, free of, you know, people have been bringing you down, free of the abuse. You know, when did you decide, free of the drunkenness, free of the addiction, whatever it is, you know, living a free life. You know, that brings a lot, for me, brings peace, that brings happiness, brings joy to my life when you can decree and declare that, you know what, I'm going to be free and I'm going to stay right there and I'm going to walk in and I'm going to live it. So, again, we're talking about here, if you're just now tuning in, I see people are logging in right now. This show is to help us understand what it means to be free and to stay to stay free, you know. How do we stay? That the Bible says in Galatians 5:1, you all, if you go over there with me, Galatians 5:1, it said it is for the freedom that Christians set, us free. Let me go over there. I'm sorry, I'm trying to remember it here. Galatians 5:1, let's go there quickly. Galatians 5:1, I should be prepared, but I was too busy being free when the call came in and we were ready. And
hallelujah.
It was nobody could hear us, and we was just like, we're just free. Me and my husband just, we're free, free. So, but anyway, Galatians 5:1, you all, Galatians 5:1, and I am getting there here myself. The Bible says here in Galatians 5:1, if you're there, stand fast, therefore, in the liberty by which Christ has made us free, and do not be entangled again with the yoke of bondage. Amen. So when we look, when we see this scripture here, we have to understand Christ died to set us free from sin and from a long list of laws and regulations. So Christ came to set us free, not free to do whatever we want, but because that would lead us back into slavery to our selfish desires. Rather, thanks to Christ, we are now free and able to do what was impossible before, to live unselfishly. Those who appeal to their freedom so that they can have their own way or indulge their own desires or falling back into sin. But it is also wrong to put a burden of law-keeping on Christians, so we must stand against those who would enslave us with rules and methods and special conditions of being saved or growing in Christ.
Right.
You all, we're talking about living free. Amen?
Amen. Amen. This is a great chapter here. This is one of my favorite chapters, Galatians 5. You know, saying stand fast, therefore, in the liberty. You know,
you sound far away, Pastor.
Right,
I'm sorry, you sound far away.
Okay.
I don't know about everybody else, but you sound, I don't know if it's your mic or whatever, but you sound far away, like you're in a, like an empty hole or something.
Right now.
You can fix it. So maybe, so everybody else can. I know if I can hear it, maybe it's the same for everyone else.
How about
go
now?
Go ahead. It's still the same.
Okay.
I'm not sure what's going on, but go ahead. I'm going to see if I can fix it on my end. A little bit.
Let's see if we can get it straightened out. One thing that we do know about, that we do know, you know, we might have little minor setbacks. We might have trials and tribulations. But God said, be of good cheer if I have already overcame the world. So that includes this voice of not so far away from the mic. So God has already overcame it. So we're going to work through it. We're going to be able to work through it. You know, the word of God is still going to be delivered. In the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
All right.
Hallelujah.
How about now? Is the volume okay?
Okay. Go ahead.
Okay. Stand fast. Galatians 5:1. Stand fast, therefore, in the liberty wherewith Christ have made us free. All right. Mm-hmm. Don't you know it is up to you when Jesus Christ have freed you? He says stand fast in the liberty of being free. It's your right to be free. So that means that anything that try to recruit you back over to the yokes of bondage, that means want to recruit you back over to the old man or recruit you back over to the old woman, it is your right. It is your liberty to be free. And you should always stand right there on what Christ has done in your life and being free. It's the liberty. Now, I like to look at this when it says liberty. I think about that saying that's talking about in liberty and justice for all. Liberty is talking about freedom. That's freedom and justice for all. So that's what this scripture is saying, the same thing. It is your right. It is your freedom to be free and never to be entangled again, never to be back in that place. You know, when Christ frees you, stay free. Now, who don't want to do that? Now, also in this scripture, it's talking about just what my wife was talking about, you know, the laws, you know, the laws that govern you are these principalities and these powers that try to keep you. This is what you have to do to be able to do this. When we're talking about living a life, well, the way you live your life is like this by the rules, you know, by, you know, these laws and regulations. If you're not following these laws and regulations, you are out of order. You are a sinner. And not only you are a sinner, you are going to hell. How many times have we heard that? How many times have we heard that? We have heard that so many times, you know, in our life. You know, do know that when God freed you, free life, when God frees you, you know, you are free. When you became saved, you're saved. You know, don't let someone tell you that you're not going to heaven because of sin. No. No one is going to go to hell from sin. We are free from the yokes of slavery, from the yokes of bondage of sin. Jesus Christ died on the cross for sins once and for all sins, for those who believe in him and those who don't believe in him. You will not go to hell from sin. Now, this freedom that he's talking about, this liberty, is never to be entangled with the yokes of sin again, even though you may still sin. Let's just be a little bit more precise. Me and my wife were talking about lying. Even though you still lie, even though you still lie, do that mean that you are a liar? No, that means you still have the nature. That lying nature is still there. And this is that where you need to be. Yeah, this is where you need to be. Seek your deliverance from. We'll come back to that word deliverance. All right, you need to seek your deliverance from. Even though you still sin. Yes, sometimes you will still sin, but that does not mean that you are still a sinner. See, when you are in the body of Christ, you're not a sinner. You are a Christian. You're a Christian that are a Christian. You are anointed by the Holy Spirit. So that means that you are free from sin. But liberty means that you make the decision if you're going to go back and be in that one more time, if you're going to keep on sinning. See, that's where you make the decision. When you make the decision. Now, that's what this right here means. You make that decision. You make that decision, okay? So now that we have that right, now that we have that settled, you know, live a life of being free. Now, I was telling my wife about how I was in a place to where I was just lying. This was before, you know, I knew God. This is before I knew God. Now, I'm not talking about now. This is before I knew God. I was just living a life where I was just lying because I found that, you know, it was just easy for me to do that, you know, just because, you know, I had fear of, you know, if I was to tell the truth, you know, what was going to happen if I told the truth. And I just would be lying about things, you know, that I wasn't in Christ yet. You know, I wasn't saved yet. I'm not talking about now. I want to make that. Just lying. And it got to the point in my life to where, yeah, thank God. It got to the point in my life to where it was so many things that were happening in my life just because I chose to be the liar. It was so much, you know, of physical sickness, you know, that was coming upon my body. It was so much mental things that was, you know, that I was dealing with, you know, as far as worry and stress and trying to keep up the lie and trying to keep on telling more lies. It was just so much things. I began to lose things. You know, I even I lost jobs. I lost, you know, it was a lot of things that I was losing. It was so many things. I was breaking relationships. It was all kind of stuff that was going on at the time. But I made that decision. According to the scripture here in Galatians 5:1, I made the decision to trust the word of God because I had started to read the word of God. I had made the decision to trust the word of God, and I had a conversation with God. I said, you know what? You said in your word to trust you. And
yes, Lord.
I trust you with your word, Father. I'm trusting that you're going to bring me out of this situation. And I chose not to lie no more. I chose to tell the truth. And it was in that moment when I chose to tell the truth. I'm not going to tell the whole story.
When I made
that decision, you know, to be in the liberty of walking, you know what I'm saying, or living a truthful life, that was the best decision I've made. And God's word is true. God's word is true. God did just what he said. You know, he showed up, and then here it is. You know, I decided to trust God more. So live your life. Whatever it is that you are seeking to be freed from, you know, trust God. Trust the word of God, and, you know, just go that way. It's better for you. Amen.
Yes, yes. Amen, amen. As we just entered an end to the preaching and the pastor show, we're talking about living free, you all. You know, once we can, you know, set ourselves free, you know, because what my husband is saying is that he decided to set himself free in the situation that he had been living that lie for so long. And I know some of us can relate to living that lie and just wanting to really come out, not even knowing, you know, not trusting God that God is going to take care of you if you just allow him, you know, to help you in that situation, because you can't be free if you're living a lie. You can't be free, you know, in that situation until you decide you can set yourself free. You know, a lot of times we allow ourselves to continue to be in bondage. What I was saying earlier, that some people are free and don't even know they're free because they're still living a life as if they are in bondage. We are not in bondage. Be free.
Uh-huh.
You know, allow yourself to be free. Set yourself free right now. Everything begins in our mind, you all. Because you can be physically behind bars and be free. You can see yourself free. And people are looking at you like, you acting like you free. You talking like you free. And you can tell them, yes, I am free.
Right.
Because I have set myself free because I received Jesus Christ. And when I receive Jesus Christ, I receive my freedom. The Bible says when the Son sets you free, you are free indeed. No matter what your situation is, be free right now in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Then you can begin to live that life of freedom. A lot of us have decided that we're going to live a life of bondage. You don't have to stay there. You don't have to live a life in bondage.
Right.
You don't have to. You know, I get excited, and, you know, because when I look back over my life, and I thank God that I have a life to look back over, but when I look back over my life and see how far I come from, when I allow myself to be in bondage for so long, you know, I realize that I have the power and the authority to set myself free because I have Christ.
That's right.
And so when you understand that you have the power and the authority to set yourself free through Christ Jesus, through the shed blood on the cross, it was all done on the cross. The Bible tells us, when we look over in Galatians, same chapter 5, verse 13 and 14 here, the Bible tells us, for you, brethren, have been called to liberty. Only do not use liberty as an opportunity for the flesh, but through love serve one another. For all the law is fulfilled in one word. Even in this, you shall love your neighbors as yourself. Hallelujah. You all be free. Begin to live their life that is free. It's so much, you know, we can be free from. A lot of times we're allowed to be bondage to, you know, whether it's smoking and addiction, whether it's a relationship, you know, that we've been in, and it's not the right relationship. It's not the relationship that God has called us to be in. It's not the right marriage. It's not, it's so much, you know, that we have, and we put ourselves in, that we put ourselves in bondage. A lot of us are living a lie. We've either been the one that told the lie or been, you know, or the one that they told the lie to. So either was on the giving or the receiving end of the lie. And a lot of things, it starts from the lie. In the beginning, it was all about the lie.
That's right.
It was about the lie that
kept
us, you know, that got us in bondage. When Satan came, he came to deceive us. He came with a lie to deceive. So a lot of this bondage, because we have listened to the lie, became the liar, and we cannot be free. But you can set yourself free and decide, I'm not going to be that way no more. I'm not going to do that anyway. I'm not going to allow myself to be enslaved to sin. I'm not going to allow myself to be enslaved to whatever it is, whether it's money, whether it's work, whether it's relationship, whether it's sex, whether it's drugs, whether it's the lie that we keep holding on to. And a lot of people are living generational curses be through a lie, because now that lie has been passed down. I remember hearing when I was a kid that, you know, so-and-so, they know that ain't such-and-such child, and they've been keeping that lie for a long time. And actually, that's Glenda's baby, but ain't so-and-so was raising her. So then, you know, it's just that lie that everybody, you know, just keeps going and going and going, and you can't truly be free. But once you, the Bible tells us that the truth will set you free. And who is the truth? Jesus Christ is the truth. He said, I'm the truth.
Yes.
He is the truth.
Yes.
And the life.
You know,
so be free.
You know,
live a free life. Go ahead.
I got a question for you right now. What does that look like a practical look? A practical look. You know, we were studying this here before the preacher and the pastor show. So what are some things, like I said, that one thing that I made a decision to be free from is to be free from the liar, or free from the power and the might of the liar. That doesn't mean that, you know, I would never tell a lie, but that means that I would never trust, you know, in the liar, and I would never follow the leadership of the liar. Like, what does that actually look like? Like, can you be free from, like, mine was lying. Can you be free from anger, or can you be free from fear? Because those two things, matter of fact, these three things, it seems like they just relate to each other. The lion, and, you know, the anger, you know, that comes from it, and then, you know, the fear that comes from it, and, you know, all the words, you know, the strife that comes from it. Can you be practically, like, can you be free from anger?
Oh, yes, you can set yourself free, because a lot of us, we are in bondage because we're studying strongholds now in Bible study. And so a lot of us are dealing with a stronghold, and we can't be free because, you know, that stronghold has a hold on us. It's holding us back from being productive. You know, some of us can't even have, you know, productive, effective relationships or jobs because of our anger. But you can control that. You know, you can oh, God, I can't think. My brain is going faster than my mouth. You can set yourself free from that. You can decide. You can decree in the power of your life that I'm not going to allow anger to control me. And how do you do that? You start exercising what the Word of God says to us. And you decide yourself, I'm not going to, you know, whatever it is, first of all, we got to get ourselves away from that thing that is causing us to anger, that's causing us to operate in strife. Once we get ourselves away from that, and then we can allow the Holy Spirit to minister us and work on us, and then when we're ready to go back into that situation, now we can go about it a different way and looking at it a different way, because you can decide. You have the choice. You have the choice each day to feel how you want to feel in every situation. I tell people this all the time. You can decide you're going to be happy in a bad situation, or you're going to be sad in a good situation. You have that control. And once you understand you can control your emotions and how you feel, then you can decide right then and there, I'm not going to allow that. You know, I'm going to exercise that thing, meaning when it comes to my face, I'm going to decide, no, I'm not going to let that affect me. I'm going to laugh through the pain. I'm going to smile at my enemy. Matter of fact, I'm going to help my enemy. Matter of fact, you know, I'm just going to decide that, and I'm going to store it. Like I tell people all the time, instead of me calling somebody and saying, hey, is this a bad time for us to talk? I say, is it a good time? You know, I don't ask anybody, did you have a bad day? How was your blessed day? So you can change how you view your life and how you live your life by changing your attitude, changing the way you think. How do I change my attitude? The way do you think? The way do you see things? How to do that? How do you set your day? You know, getting into the Word of God, allowing the Spirit to get into you, because anything that you put into yourself is going to change you, whether it change you mentally or physically. And that could be what somebody says to you. They get in your ear. I was always told, guard your gates. Because whatever you put your eyes on, your ears, or your mouth to, it's going to get into your body, and it's going to affect your body with the way you think, the way you talk, the way you walk, the way you live your life. So now, are you able to live a life that is free? By what are you putting into yourself? So if you're constantly around things that are angering you, that cause you to operate in strife and anger, then you're going to continue to live a life in bondage by anger. Living in strongholds can continue to hold you because you're holding on to it. But when you decide and you identify what is causing you, what's causing these emotions, you know, because when we can deal with the root of something, now we can really deal with the problem. But if we never deal with the root, we're going to always have the problem. And you can cut down the tree, but if you don't uproot that thing, it's still going to be there. You know, you may not be able to see it on the surface, but if you look beyond that thing is still there. So if anything comes about to trigger that thing to grow, to come up out of you, it's going to come. So if you deal with the root, what is angering you? Because people are not just angry just to be angry. There is something that they're angry about. You're in fear of something that caused you to be angry. What is it that is causing you to be angry? Can we deal with the root of it so now that we can be set free and live a life that is free? We're talking about today living free. Be free, people. You don't have to be in bondage. Yeah. It's a trick of the enemy to keep you there, to keep you operating in strife, to keep you to be a part of the Satan's kingdom, because that's not the kingdom of God. We don't operate that way in the kingdom of God. We don't operate in strife. We don't operate in unforgiveness, because now if you're operating in anger, then you're operating in unforgiveness. Those people that are angry cannot forgive. So it leads to other, you know, avenues in our life and dead ends in our walk with Christ, if that's what you're trying to walk. Because you got to ask yourself, what is my walk? Am I walking freely? Because if you're in bondage, you're not moving. If you're in bondage, you know, you're not living free. You know, what is holding into you? What is that stronghold? We have to ask ourselves. But yeah, you can definitely be set free from anger. You can be set free from, you know, from anything. You can be set free, because the Bible tells us that once you receive Jesus, you are set free, and you're set free indeed. But all you got to do is receive it. You got to decide yourself, you know what, I'm going to be free, because the Bible tells me I am free. Now, how do I be free? What do I put in myself? What do I put my eyes on? What do I put my ears to so that I can be free, so I can live in it, so I can... It can get inside of me. The thing is allowing it to get inside of you. When it get inside of you, then it can work those things out of you that are not of God, and those things that are God in you to stay in you to replace those things that are not of God. I hope I'm helping somebody right now, because I'm really helping myself. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Oh, Father God, we thank you, Lord God. I'm free. I'm free. Right now, as we talk right here on the line tonight, I am free. I'm free. Because one thing we have to understand, the secret is the lie. A lot of people saying, well, I haven't lied to nobody, but you got a secret. What is that secret that's affecting somebody's life? That's the lie. The secret is the lie. But can a secret be revealed so that now we can be set free from the lie? Because that's what happened to a lot of us. We don't know because somebody's keeping a secret that's not allowing us to be able to move forward. And you know, it's like it's something and I can't move forward. And I just feel like, you know, I'm entrapped because it's a secret that somebody is keeping. And that's a lie that's keeping you in a place. But I'm telling you, just like my husband said, when he was able to say, I decided right now, when I was in a place where I said, oh, you know what? I want to be free, and I'm just going to tell a lie. And that allowed me to be free because Satan, no, he don't want you to know the secret of being free. You know, once you decide, you know what, I'm not going to be that liar. I'm going to free myself today. I'm going to tell the truth, and then you receive the peace that surpasses all understanding. That's the peace I'm telling you because you're so afraid that Satan wants to keep you operating in fear of the lie. So if the lie is revealed, now, you know, you're like, oh, my God, what's going to happen, and what's this name? But the moment that you say, you know, you decide, you know what? No more. I'm living free. I'm going to live my life free. I'm not going to live in bondage. I'm not going to let this lie determine my destination. So right now, I'm be free. I hope I'm helping somebody because I'm definitely helping myself. Amen?
Amen. 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 You know, the Bible tells us over here in John 14, you know, this is Jesus. He's teaching something here, you know, to his disciples, and he's also teaching it to you and me. All right, now if you want to live a free life, the only place where you got to find freedom is putting your eyes right here in the Word of God. This is where you're going to truly find freedom. This is where you're going to truly be free. Now, first off, before I even read this scripture, you know, the Bible tells us that, you know, we were going to face trials and tribulations. I mean, there's going to be things that's going to cause you to anger. There's going to be things that's going to cause you to lie. There's going to be things that's going to cause you, you know, to fall from grace. But in this place where you're at in life, or if you've ever been there, and the Bible tells us that you can have peace. And Jesus tells us this over here in John 14. He said, let not your heart be troubled. That's for you. He said, let not your heart be troubled. Let not your heart be troubled. That means don't let these things, you know, that are so boggled in your mind, or these things that have infected your heart that cause you to feel this way, don't let it trouble you. You say you believe in God, you know, also believe in me, okay? So don't you let your heart be troubled. That means that don't depend on me to make sure that your mind, you know, is at peace. Don't depend on me to make sure that you're not angry. Mm-hmm. No, you let not your heart be troubled. And don't let me cause you to anger, and don't let me cause you to lie, and don't let me cause you to cheat or steal, whatever it is. Don't let me do that. John 14 and 27, we talking about living free. This is the way to live free, is to read the Word of God and know how to use it. Know how to use it. John 14 and verse 27 says, peace, this is Jesus speaking, peace I leave with you, my peace. I give unto you. Now, what peace are we looking for when we say that, oh, I need my peace? Well, no. See, your peace is that peace that it comes and it goes. But Jesus says, peace I leave with you. So this is Jesus' peace.
Yes,
I leave with you. He said, my peace I give unto you, not as the world giveth. That means not you give it, or not somebody that's in this world give you peace. He says, I give unto you. Let not your heart be troubled, neither let it be afraid. So now, that's putting, this is, Jesus said, I'm giving you my spirit. Because before this here, he said, I leave you with the comforter. So he's saying, I'm leaving you with my spirit. I'm leaving you with the Holy Spirit. I'm leaving you with the Holy Spirit. So now, because I've left you with my spirit, you let not your heart be troubled. I'm leaving you with my peace. Now, you want to live free? Read the Word of God. Use the Holy Spirit. Make sure you let the Word of God minister to you every single day. That means you got to read it. That means you got to trust it. And you got to physically say it out your mouth. This is how you live free. This is how you live free. Now, that might sound like, oh, Pastor, you can't live free just by reading the Word of God. Well, that's what you believe. You believe if you don't read the Word of God, or you believe that I'm not going to read the Word of God because every time I read it, I wasn't free. Well, did you read it in the manner of believing what you was reading? Did you practice what you was reading? Did you confess that, you know? If it says that, you know, you're free, have you said, I'm free? Okay, if you read a scripture on living free from pain, and you read that scripture on living free from pain, have you confessed and said, I am pain-free because Jesus Christ have already set me free from pain? He has already healed me from pain, so I am free from pain. Now, we talked about a little bit earlier, I hit that word, I said deliverance. I said deliverance. See, these things that we need to be delivered from, in my case was I had needed to be delivered from the liar, and it was only the Word of God that freed me, that delivered me from the liar. You know, we have some that that need to be delivered from the angry man or the angry woman. Okay, it was only the Word of God that will deliver you from the angry man or the Word of God. This is your freedom. This is for you. This is for you.
Receive it.
But you got to read it. Now, you got to read it now. Now, if you don't read it, then don't say it don't work. Don't say something that you haven't tried don't work. You got to trust it. You read it and trust it.
Yes,
now, that's
Lord.
For you. Now, that's for
Amen.
You. Now, being delivered or being set free or being free and living a free life, that it means just that, you know, stay in the Word of God, trust the Word of God. And in all that you do, I found this out, this worked for me. In all that you do, be quick to listen and slow to speak. Just that right there.
Can we do that?
Being quick to listen and slow to speak, you can hear. You can hear God. You can also hear wisdom that's speaking through God's children. And you can also hear the liar, or you can hear something that just doesn't resonate with just, oh, that don't sound right, because, you know, you're listening. You listen. Now, anybody that's dealing with anger, if you are just quick, if you're quick to listen, even I don't want to hear that, but before you speak something and then something is spoken back to you, and then you speak something and something spoken back to you, hey, you can shut that anger, that anger thing down in an instant, Not by listening to the anger, but by not letting your mouth say angry words, but using what you're reading, using the Word of God to actually diffuse that anger, using the Word of God. That is, that's your defense. Be free and stay free. Be free and stay free. And being delivered. It is Jesus Christ who have already delivered us from the yokes of slavery, from the yokes of bondage, from the yokes of all of these things. It is Jesus Christ. How did he do it? He did it on the cross. His finished work.
Yes,
he did it on the cross. It's for you to believe that. It's for you to believe that. Now, it's also for you to read that, and it's for you to practice that, and it's for you to live that. This is the way.
Living free.
This is the way. This is the way to live free. This is the way.
Amen. Glory to God. We thank God. If you just can't tune into the Preaching the Pastor Show, we're talking about living free. You are living free. It's nothing like being free. I don't know if you ever just been, you know, just being locked up in yourself, locked up in your mind. There are some people that are dealing with depression right now, and they're not behind any bars, but they're locked in. They're enslaved to their own mind, their own thoughts, just keeping them. Some people can't even get up to shower. You know, they're battling that spirit of depression has overcome and taken some people out. They literally, they couldn't get free from it. It choked them out. You know, so a lot of people are not living free, but understand you are free. So be free. Get into the Word of God. Let it get into you. You know, really let it penetrate you and manifest so that you can be free. And it takes me to the scripture. I really want to break this down to you all. And John, you all, we're going to go over to John 8, chapter 8, verse 34 to 36 here. The Bible says, Jesus answered them, most assuredly I say to you, whoever commits sin is a slave of sin, and a slave does not abide in the house forever, but a son abides forever. Therefore, if the Son makes you free, you shall be free indeed. So sin has a way to of enslaving us, controlling us, and dominating us, and dictating our actions. So Jesus can free you, can free us from this slavery that keeps us from becoming the person God created us to be. So when we allow ourselves to be, you know, caught up in bondage or having a stronghold of anger or, you know, hate and addictions and, you know, just so much that we allow things to hold us back, and understanding that Jesus came, he came, and Jesus can break its power over our lives, over your life, over my life. And so we trust God right now. So you all be free right now. Just understanding what the scripture says. I think a lot of times if we have an understanding of, you know, when we know better, we do better. Because a lot of times people just don't know how to be free and how to stay free. You know, people go to prison and they're actually physically put behind bars where they cannot get out. And so they work hard to get out, to be free. And once they get out to be free, they don't know how to stay free. They end up going back. You know, back into the system.
Yeah.
So how do we stay there? How do we continue to operate? How do we continue to walk, you know, in our freedom? So in this scripture, so if the Son sets you free, you're free indeed. These are powerful and encouraging words. And right off the bat, you know, I want to issue you a big congratulations because you are free. You are free. Congratulations. You are free. Receive your freedom in the name of Jesus Christ. Have you ever taken the time to consider what you are free from? That's a question. What do you
Hallelujah.
Free from? So if we
Hallelujah.
Look at the Greek, if you look at the Greek, you would discover this word free can mean to be to liberate or to exempt from liability. That means that this verse could read, whom the Son liberates or exempts from liability will be really liberated and exempted from liability because of this definition. So when you consider this verse, it is full context. There are two conclusions I want you to consider. First, there are things Christ has freed you from. Second, there are things Christ has freed you to. Amen. Today, let's consider
Amen.
Both sides of the coin because they are both critical to living the full and abundant life that Christ wants us to live in order to live free, to be able to say, I'm living a free life. It's nothing like being able to decree and declare and then walk in your freedom and live that life of freedom and not living in bondage. So the question is, what has Christ, the Son, freed you from? The bondage of sin you are, which is your captivity. So for something or someone to be liberated, it must first have to be bound or imprisoned. So when we look at that, the very definition of captive is one who is confined. So that's exactly what we were, you all. You and I were prisoners held under the bondage of sin. So we were held captive by the impulses of sin. We were slaves to the instincts of sin. We had no power to overcome the influence of sin. Sin was our ruler, and it held us captive. Whether you're a liar, whatever it is, it's all sin. So in your days of living before Christ, you know, becoming Christ, like my husband said, before he was in Christ, but when he came in Christ, you know, he decided, no more. I'm not going to operate that way. I'm going to live free. I'm going to be free. I love this feeling. I love this feeling of peace. I love this feeling to be able to say, I decree and declare over my life, and it shall be, and it is. So whatever sin wanted, that was sin got at the time. So this doesn't mean you were out living a wild lifestyle, though it could have been. It simply means that the primary authority in your life was your sinful nature. It was in control. So in Romans 6, Paul refers to sin as your master. However, when you were born again, and something beautiful happened, you all. You got a new master. God gave you a new nature, and more importantly, he filled you with his Holy Spirit. So now you are no longer under the control of your sinful nature. You've been set free. Amen. Paul sums it up well in 2 Corinthians 3:17, you all. Now the Lord is the Spirit, and where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is what? Freedom. Oh, my Lord, my God. We thank you. Because the Holy Spirit lives in you, and you are free, you all. Because, let me say it again. Because the Holy Spirit lives in you, you are
Hallelujah.
Free. Okay, then let's talk about the penalty of sin, your eternity. Romans 6:23 says, for the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life in Christ Jesus our Lord. Let's be very specific and frank here. Outside of Christ, we all had an eternal death sentence, you all. That's right. You and I were on death's row. So you may not have understood it and probably didn't grasp the gravity of it, but that's where we were, okay? That's where we were. But unfortunately, today, many people still don't understand that because of our sin, You and I were on a path to be eternally separated from the very presence of God. This was the eternal penalty of our liability of our sin. So thankfully, you all, the story doesn't end that way. Amen. We thank Jesus. Paul states here that the gift of God is eternal life in Christ Jesus. So when Jesus set you free, he took away your death sentence. Amen. The penalty you deserve has been removed and you now have eternal life. He literally shifted your eternal destination. Today you can rejoice because if you have Christ, then you have eternal life. You no longer have to pay the penalty for your sin, and you will never be separated from the love of God in Christ Jesus. Amen. Again, the guilt and shame of sin. You are talking about living free, your vitality. Have you ever experienced a feeling of guilt? I know I have. I've had it over and over again. Have you ever felt shame for things you have done in your past? I know I have. Have you ever repented but felt like you needed to repent again because you felt so bad that you want to make sure God really forgave you? I know I have. We all have done things that we are ashamed of, things that we wish we could take back or never do again. We all have the captivity to relieve our bad moment question, why did we do that? I know I've done it countless times, you all. However, when you do this, all you are doing is creating guilt and shame. This can't haunt you, and it can cripple you, taking away your captivity to live and develop, which is your vitality, you all. This one, let me tell you all, this one of the biggest weapons of our enemy, Satan, encouraging you to look back at the shameful moments of your past. When you do, you can be overwhelmed by guilt, shame, and condemnation. This will ultimately strip your joy, rob you of your peace, and destroy your vitality. Understand, when you live in free and you receive the peace of God and you receive Jesus Christ, you are free indeed, but it is the devil's work to keep you in a place where you feel condemned. There's no condemnation in Christ. Today, I have good news for you. You have been set free. When you sincerely repented for the first time, you all, not to say the first time God forgave you, he removed the sins from you as far as the east and as far as the west, and he doesn't remember it anymore. He will bring it back again in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Hallelujah. Yeah, we thank you, Father God, and he will never bring it up again, neither should you. However, forgiveness is not just about dealing with sin. It also deals with your shame. Christ does not just forgive the sins of the past. He also liberates you from the shame and guilt of your past. He takes away the thing that has limit your liability to live and develop, which is your guilt and your shame. Amen. I don't know about you, but I get really excited to understand that when the Bible says that I am free, that the Son set me free, and I'm free indeed, I'm walking in my freedom. I don't live in the past anymore. I don't continue to rehash that from the past to keep me bound up when I know I'm free in the name of Jesus Christ. If you are forgiven, you are forgiven completely and totally. Sin, shame, and guilt, all of it is dealt with when Jesus sets you free. You don't have to carry that burden of guilt and shame anymore. You are forgiven and truly free indeed. When you understand what Christ has freed you from, it sets the stage for you to live what Christ has freed you from. Be free, everybody. The freedom to live your captivity. One of the reasons it's important to understand that you are free from the bondage, penalty, and guilt of sin is because it now increases your capacity, you all. Jesus wants to increase your capacity to love, to have joy, unspeakable joy, to experience peace, joy, and enjoy life, you all, in the name of Jesus Christ. He also wants to increase your capacity to have a relationship with your Heavenly Father. This can't happen if you're not free. You cannot have a vibrant, living, and loving relationship with God or with anyone else for that matter if you are holding on to guilt and shame of your past. Jesus said in John 10:10, I have come that you may have life and have it to the full. Oh my Lord, my God. So if you remember in the garden when Adam and Eve sinned, they hid from God and their capacity for a relationship with God was hindered. So when Jesus comes and sets you free, you don't have to hide anymore. You can now enjoy a healthy relationship with your Heavenly Father, and he actually encourages it, okay? James 4:8 says, come near to God, and he will come near to you. This is the essence of what Christ has freed you to. God wants to closeness with you, oh God, intimate fellowship with you, and the only way that happens is by Jesus freeing you. This allows you to build that relationship without fear and worry. You can enter God's presence with confidence because you know he wants you there, and the hindrance has all been removed. This is living free. Amen?
Amen. Amen. We should definitely live free.
Yeah.
Grace be unto you. And this is my wife is saying this here right now. And this scripture right here is saying is in 1 Corinthians here. Grace be unto you. 1 Corinthians 1:3. Grace be unto you and peace from God our Father, and from our Lord Jesus Christ.
Yes,
now,
Lord.
You want to be free? You want to be free, then that means grace be unto you. See, grace is not
mm-hmm.
a thing. Grace is a person. Jesus Christ is grace. So if grace be unto you and peace be unto you from God our Father and from Jesus Christ, that means freedom
yes,
be unto
Lord.
You. This is the will of God for your life. This is the will of God for your life, for you to be free and for you to live an abundant life, you know, in freedom. You know, this is for you. Now, the next thing that I want to bring to your attention is, what is your testimony? What are you testifying of that you are free from? Because
yes,
what's coming out of what the very thing that you are saying, the very thing that's coming out of your mouth is either you're talking about being free from something or you're talking about being in bondage from something. Now, this is either going to be one of the two. Either you're going to speak on what God is doing in your life, or you're going to speak
yes.
what Satan is doing in your life. So which one are
thank
you doing?
You.
What is your testimony? What is your testimony? 1 Corinthians chapter 1 and 6 says, even as the testimony of Christ was conformed in you. So the testimony of Christ should be conformed in you.
Jesus.
Whatever it is your situation is, whatever it is that have you bound? What are you testifying of? What are you decreeing and declaring about? What is your testimony? Because
yes,
your
Lord.
Testimony should be what Jesus Christ has already done, what Jesus Christ is doing. You should speak to that. You should speak to that situation. You should speak to that thing that have you bound, that have you where you feel like that you're not free. You should speak to that thing, and you should speak to the thing about Jesus Christ. Literally, this is what you should do. That's why this scripture is telling you, grace be unto you and peace be unto you. Whatever it is that's costing you your peace, it ain't worth it. It ain't worth it. Whatever
mm-hmm.
or whoever, whatever the situation is that costs you your peace, it's not worth it. Because if it costs
Jesus.
You your peace, that means that you are not living free. You're not living
my
free.
God.
You're living right there underneath, you know, the rulership. You're living right there underneath whatever it is that's causing you to be that person that you do not desire to be. But don't
Jesus.
Put up with it. You don't have to put up with it.
Jesus.
You have Jesus Christ. You have the grace of God. You have the peace that comes from God.
Yes,
I hope
Lord.
This, you know, helps. You know, I hope this helps someone. It definitely, you know, is something to study. It is definitely something to actually look. It is something to consider because your whole life depends on it.
Yes, Lord.
How much time or better yet, are you satisfied with the amount of time that you are spending with God daily? Are you satisfied with the amount of time that you're spending with God daily? Because if you truly, truly, truly look yourself, you know, look at yourself, or if you look in the mirror and say, you know, God, I'm reading your word, I'm trusting your word, I'm communicating with you, I'm praying to you, and I can hear you. Not just I'm saying things, but we're having a conversation. I speak to you, and I wait for you to speak back to me. I trust you because your word says this, and I'm decreeing and declaring that this is to show up in my life or this to leave from my life. And I have your peace, and I thank you for it. Are you satisfied with the amount of time that you're spending in the word of God? Now, if you can truly answer yourself that, if you can answer that question, then you can say, okay, I'm free. Or if you're not satisfied, well, then you can say, okay, well, the reason why I'm still angry, or the reason why I'm still lying, or the reason why I'm still cheating, or the reason why I'm still doing these things, because I haven't trusted the word of God, because I ain't read the word of God, and I haven't spent time in the presence of God. Now,
mm-hmm.
live a free life. Live
yes.
free and stay free. Amen.
Amen. You all, if you just tune in, we're talking about living free here. We have the last few minutes of the show. We're talking about the freedom to serve you all. We have freedom to serve your activity.
Yeah.
Ephesians 2 and 10 says, for we are God's handiwork created in Christ Jesus to do good works, which God prepared in advance for us to do. So one of the other reasons Christ has freed you and freed us is because he has work for you to do. He has work for us to do. He has
hallelujah.
A plan for your life. However, it will be difficult to achieve this plan if you are running around with a guilty conscience. When you do this, you are always trying to prove yourself or or win the approval of the person you are serving. So let me enlighten you. Let me lighten the load for you today, right now, this hour. You are saved by grace. You live by grace. God will accomplish his plan in your life by grace. Christ frees you so that your activity doesn't flow out of some sense of trying to win God's approval. Your approval doesn't come because of what you do, but because of what Christ has already done. When you understand this, you are free to accomplish the plan God has for your life with no agenda, no ulterior motive, but out of a heart motivated by love for him. Amen. So I want to look at this, you all, before we close out here. When we're looking at the dictionary, freedom is defined as the power or right to act, to speak, or think without hindrance or restraint. So it further describes it as liberation from slavery or from the power of another. So that definition completely wraps up everything Christ has done for us. There is only one thing left for you to do. Live free, you all. Here's what Paul says in Galatians 5:1 again. It is freedom that Christ has set us free. Stand firm then and do not let yourselves be burdened again by a yoke of slavery. Enjoy your freedom today and go live the life Christ has freed you to live. Be free. Decide today and set yourself free because Jesus Christ has already done it. And right now it's all on you. Amen. Pastor, you want to wrap up and then I'll pray.
Amen. Amen. You know what? I do have food for thought. Food for thought for tonight is God has the final say. God has the final say. It doesn't matter what your situation looks like right now.
Amen.
It doesn't matter what someone has spoken over your life. Let the Holy Spirit umpire. Let the Holy Spirit make the call.
Yes, Lord.
Let the Holy Spirit
Lord.
Make the call for you. You know, when you Jesus. Get a bad report, let me go to the Word of God. Let me go to the Holy Spirit
yes,
and
Lord.
Let the Holy
Help
Spirit
us,
make the God. Final say,
yes.
have the last say. Just for food for thought
yes.
for you. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Glory to God, you all. We just been tuning in, wrapping up the last few minutes here of the preaching, the pastor show. We're talking about living free. And I thank God for the lesson. I thank God for the word. I thank God for the, you know, just the apostles and you know, just the teaching and all that we receive and our studies. We thank God for it. You all, we're here every Thursday at 8 p.m. Central Standard Time here on the Preaching the Pastor Show. Wednesday we have Bible study here on the Preaching the Pastor Show at 7 p.m. And then Sunday we have our Sunday service at 2 p.m. here on the Preaching the Pastor. So you can have church with us right where you are. You are the church. So bring your church. Come on. We want you to come and enjoy. We thank everybody that was tuned in tonight to the Preacher and the Pastor Show. Me and my husband definitely appreciate you and we welcome you. We'd like for you know to welcome you back out again, you know, to come here and be with us. We continue to do what God has called us to do. Let us pray, Father God. We just want to say thank you, Lord. We thank you for your mercy and your grace, Father God.
Lord.
We thank you, Lord God, that we can decree and declare in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, receive freedom that we are free.
In the name
and
of
we
Jesus.
Decree and declare our freedom on today in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. We decree and declare the devil, you are a liar, that we are free in the name of Jesus
Hallelujah.
Christ, and we're going to walk in our freedom,
in
oh God.
The name
Lord, we
Jesus.
Thank you for your mercy and your grace. We thank you for this day, this very hour. We thank you, Lord God, for life, health, and strength that coming from you. Oh, Father God, we ask that you touch every heart on the line tonight, Lord, and heal everybody, oh God. Oh, Lord, oh, creating us a clean heart, oh God, and renew a steadfast spirit in us, oh God. Oh, Lord, restore us to the joy of your salvation right now in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Heavenly Father, we thank you, Lord God, that we receive from Jesus Christ the victory over all diseases, afflictions, infirmities, hindrances, and persecutions, torments, and lies that the enemy is trying to send our way now or in the future. We claim our victory right now and deliverance from all demonic spirits, curses, hexes, vexes, enchantments, witchcraft prayers, and psychic prayers or spells. We thank you that Jesus Christ is victorious with the power of his might against all the wiles of the devil, against principalities and powers and rules of darkness of this world, and against spiritual wickedness in high places. We claim our victory right now in faith and through our salvation and his shed blood of all these things right now in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. We declare
in the name of
John 22, verse 27 and 28, that we are victorious through the shed blood of Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. Father, Father God, we thank you and we love you. Oh, Lord, we ask right now, Lord
thank
God,
you,
that you just continue to walk with us, oh God. We pray for divine position for our lives and all of whom that's on the line tonight, oh God. We pray for divine order in our life where things are out of order in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Oh, Lord, all we need
yes,
is a touch from you, and we receive the touch right now in the name of Jesus Christ, setting us free. Oh, Lord, we thank you, Lord God, that every chain has been broken and destroyed right now in the name of Jesus Christ. Every stronghold, every soul tie, and every strong man has been destroyed in the name of Jesus Christ. It's by our faith that we live, that we move in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Oh, God, we give it all over to you right now. We come withholding nothing, oh, God, casting all our cares to you, for the Bible said it's you who cares. So, Father God, we cast all our cares right now. Father God, we pray right now that you would intervene, oh, God, on our behalf and on behalf of our family members and loved ones. We pray their protection,
yes,
their peace, their joy, their healing, their deliverance right now in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth.
In the
oh,
name
Father
of
God,
Jesus.
We thank you right now, oh, God, and we love you, oh, God. We love you, Lord. Oh, more
Hallelujah.
Of you and less of ourselves, Lord. Give us you, Lord God. As we die daily to this rest, Lord, we ask that you strengthen our spirit, man, oh God, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And we seal this
yes,
prayer with the blood
the
of Jesus
of
Christ
Jesus.
Of Nazareth that does all things but fail. And with the promises of God, it is in Jesus' name that we pray. To God be the glory. And we all say amen, amen, amen.
Amen.
We thank
amen.
God for you all. We love you. It ain't nothing you can do about it. Tune in again next Thursday, 8 p.m. Invite somebody. We love you. God bless
Hallelujah.
You. Amen. I love you.
God bless.
You. God bless you. God bless
Amen.
You.
Amen. I love
Let
you. Too.
Me
thank God for you.
Be free. Yeah, I thank God for you.
Hallelujah.
Too. I'm trying. You know, I always say, set me free. Set me free, Lord. Set us free. You all have a good night. Be free. Be free.
Yes.
In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, be free.
Oh, I want to see him look upon his face. Let us sing forever. Of his saving grace on the streets of glory, let me lift my voice. Cares all.